All four men charged in what federal prosecutors call one of the largest government contracting frauds will remain behind bars. Three had already been ordered held in jail, and yesterday a federal magistrate in Washington, D.C. denied Harold Babb's pretrial release request. Babb had been director of contractors for EAC Technology LLC, a subsidiary of EAC Corporation, the native corporation for the Cordova area. A lawyer for Babb argued that the evidence against his client was questionable and he was not a danger to the community. But federal prosecutors say there's extensive evidence against Babb. Babb and three others, including two employees of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, were charged earlier this month in a $20 billion fraud procurement scheme.